Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode of the Matty Chimber Podcast. It's like an exciting day because I have a small plant on my desk and that thing makes things a lot better. Little plants make things a lot better. Breaking news, Donald Trump seems to ignore grandson in front of Ivanka Jared. I'm just reading TMZ's website because I know nothing about social. Is this even a social issue? I mean, I don't know. It's a current event thing. I don't know. I got to be better with the current event stuff. I feel like a lot of people are better at that. And you know what? I should be because he's going to, as they say, quote, I like when they quote them, quote, Donald seemed to snub his own grandson at the UFC event over the weekend. I'm like, who gives a, why are you watching him? Just do the, pay attention. These fucking reporters. I mean, you already killed Princess Diana. Why don't you just chill out and get a new profession? I mean, of all the jobs that are out there, I think these like kind of is that even reporters at paparazzi? AI should take over that job. I mean, let's let them take that one over. I think we don't need people just kind of losing their mind. This guy, Ron Filipkowski. Now I see what Ivanka was so pissed. Trump blew off his own grandson while he was mugging with B-list celebrities and the kids pretty bummed out. This is who he really is behind the face. You're like, bro, this is hilarious. I don't know. I'm not like a pro-Trump guy. I'm not anti. I'm kind of just in the middle floating around making comments. And this one is just like, it's also TMZ. I mean, what a disgusting, like, if that's your fucking thing, I mean, let's be honest. No one gives a fuck about celebrity shit. Let's see what's new in sports, though. I like to read everyone like it's breaking news. Looking into politics after NBA career, Steph Curry. I mean, I got to tell you guys, when people start to get successful in anything, they think they can do anything. I mean, I appreciate that you worked very hard at the thing you achieved, at the field you became accomplished in. We all appreciate that. I think it's commendable. But I mean, what happened to just staying in your lane? What happened to just being like, I'm good at this, I'm not good at that? I mean, there's something very smug about people when they gain success where they're like, you know what I'm also going to do? I'm going to get into politics. You're like, yeah, I mean, dude, I think that's like the, like our, like what's, I don't know. It's funny. We're talking about that's a good transition, in my opinion. We just talked about Trump. And now we're talking about Steph Curry going into politics, who Trump was, as you guys know, a reality guy, businessman, whatever the fuck. You know, maybe new president again. I don't know. I mean, we're not trying to get controversial on purpose, but we kind of are because that's just how the internet works. And when you're a white guy, you have to be controversial sometimes. I don't know. I will vow to you guys that if I ever become mega successful, I will 100% try to write a book. I'm going to start a restaurant. I'm going to start a clothing line. I'm going to spread myself thin, baby, because that's how it is. That's how you be. I mean, let me lift the veil. And it's not me referencing this from my life, but it's basically what I see. You got to light a lot of fires. You got to, when you're trying to become successful, you got to have a bunch of little fires that you're lighting and hope that one takes off. And when that one takes off, you go tend to that one, not put it out. You kind of fan it and make it bigger. So like for me, I'm doing a podcast. Do I want to do a podcast? About 30% of me wants to do a podcast. I do my reels on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and Shorts and all those other piece of shit apps. Am I thrilled to do those? I like doing those more. I do stand up. I paint. I'm a poet. I design jewelry on the side. No, I don't do any of that. But you see what you got to do? So I don't know. I think he's just trying to get his – Steph Curry's just trying to get his ducks in a row before his career's over, which it's like, dude, you have so much money. I mean, do you need to do anything? I mean, that was a good thing that I brought up. I mean, the fact that he has money, does he need to do it? People don't take into consideration when you retire that boredom is a real thing. Why do we breeze over like you have money, you don't have to do X, Y, and Z? You're like, yeah, I also have to keep my sanity. I can't just be fucking like, what was it to just sit on money, go travel? I mean, after a week of traveling, everybody wants to go home. I mean, was it going to just like go travel the world? I mean, you know. I would say just stick in basketball. What the fuck are you doing? I mean, he says, quote, let's get real newsy, quote, I have an interest in leveraging every part of my influence for good in any way that I can. So it's so if that's the way to do it, then ... Curry says meaningful change is the ultimate goal. And if moving into 1600 Penn Ave gets it done, then he's down. Okay, chill, dude. You're not going to be the fucking president, dude. What are you going to shoot three-pointers, you know, during your State of the Union? I mean, I don't know. That's funny. Let's shoot over to other things. This is just how it's going to go now, guys. I mean, I'm just going to try to see how stupid shit is. On TMZ, we're on hip-hop now. Breaking news, rapper Boss dead at 54. My God, what's the average age for a rapper? What's the average age for a rapper? That's a good question to ask. It says these numbers were compiled regardless of the genre. While the average age of top 100 chart rap acts is currently 26.6 years, if we're to remove the two greatest outliers, Eminem and Plies, I don't know what that means, that number would drop to 25.3. Good information right there. So Boss had a good life. Boss was 54. I mean, that's a pretty long life in the world of rap. You doubled it. I mean, that's insane. If life expectancy for the average white male is 75, if I live to 140, you guys are like, hey, man, die. What are you doing? What the fuck? My internet's being stupid. Internet being stupid, that sounds like a pretty common thing. Let's see. Quote, rapper Bun B announced the news Monday evening, paying tribute to Boss, whose real name is Lachelle Marie Laws. I'm touching my penis for some reason as I'm reading this. Bun B posted a picture of Boss and wrote, rest in peace to my big sis Lachelle Laws, aka Boss. I don't even know any Boss songs. What's her name? Rapper Boss. YouTube.com. Let's listen to a Boss song. I'll probably get flagged. Everybody, get ready to dump out your drink, Boss. Let's hear the best song. Oh, Fifth Harmony? No, wait, that's a Fifth Harmony song. That's not Boss. Here, okay, here's the first one. Let's find this. So we got to add. Oh, BetterHelp. I searched anxiety once, and BetterHelp is just haunting my life. I love ads, or the idea of just searching anything, and they're like, let's just ruin his life forever until he just succumbs to buying BetterHelp. Anyways, oh, I can't. Wow, I'm getting real. Damn, Boss. And the comments are rolling in. RIP, sis, lil bro, gonna miss you. You always lit the room with your presence. I wonder if you actually know her, though. But anyways, that's sad. Sad news in the world of hip-hop. You know, I'm from Connecticut. What do you know about hip-hop, Matt? What do you know? I don't know. When you're from Connecticut, every kid you went to high school with, at some point, he goes through this phase where he thinks he can rap. Every white kid from Connecticut was like, you know what? I'm going to get out of this hood, aka a nice neighborhood. I'm going to start rapping, baby. That's going to be something that doesn't haunt you in a couple years when you're trying to apply for a job. They're like, we found your cipher on the internet. And he's like, do I have bars? And they're like, you don't have a job. Take off. Oh, that is a thing. I mean, white people in Connecticut, you can start rapping because there's not enough black people near you to scare you out of doing it. I mean, that's why they're like in a little bubble of like, I'm going to wear FUBU and rap outside. And you're like, you should not do any of that. I mean, I don't think your lyrics are going to really resonate with virtually anybody. So, wow, TMZ is, I never really go on this website. What is this one? Photos. Stars have fun with Photoshop on social media. I mean, okay, shut up. We're done with this. Stars. I mean, I don't do the Oscars. I don't do that. I don't know why. Something about like the award stuff. I mean, I don't give a shit about it. I don't know who won what. I don't care about Barbie. How come that's not a, like, where's that part? I mean, that, you know, I don't want to get political, but let's use their party analogy of like, in the real world of like, there's people who care about all that stuff. They're like, Where's the group of people that identifies, I don't give a shit about virtually anything? And I think that's me. I'm that party. We're the IDGAF party because, I mean, if you're tuning into the Oscars and like excited about it, we're not going to hang out. I mean, not to mention actors are the biggest bitches on earth. I mean, say what you want. I know I do acting in my videos, but I mean, when I'm home alone, I really don't consider that acting. I consider that documenting my mental health issues. But yeah, dude, I don't fuck with that. I mean, they're just like, I mean, for the non-LA people listening to this, they're just very like emotional. They're very, I just don't buy into it. Like they think they're, I guess there is talent there. Some of the people have talent to do the acting, but they let that affect them too much. One thing you see out here outside of just acting, but like when you, like going back to when your friends get success, they just become different people. They start acting different. I mean, I've seen it firsthand, secondhand, third hand. It's weird to be around. And I feel like more times than none, the actors are the ones to, you know, they're the ones to do that. Breaking news, crime in Oakland. Wow, that's a really, that's a vague title. Oakland police investigate a shooting in 450 block on 40th Street near Broadway in Oakland. On Sunday, a woman died at this. I mean, like, TMZ, why are you covering real news now? Let's not do that. Let's not really get involved in the news. The news is neat. I mean, tried watching the news. I don't know. It's not really an adult thing. I tried watching the news, and then they just said eight stories of shootings, which people are like, you know what? I'm victim of it. I bitch, moaned, and complained about like, oh, you know, the news is depressing. The news is not, you know, it's always telling you bad stuff. Nothing like upbeat and lifting. You're like, but that's how we work. That's how we operate. It's more clickbaity for that business. Let's stop calling it the news. It's a business. Let's call it a business and scary stories are going to perk your ears up and make you tune in more. If you hear shootings all over that neighborhood, you go, well, I want to know what neighborhood so I can avoid it. I want to know what neighborhood because I'm nosy. You want to know that more. You're going to tune in. They probably see their ratings spike every time they say, infant run over by car in neighborhood, and then people start watching. But that's how they make money. I mean, it's unfortunate that they're the outlet to kind of hear information and get your, then you're getting your news from them. But it's like put an asterisk next to news. Why don't we do that? It's like, this might not be all the news. This might be news that helps this company. I mean, it makes sense. Like, they're not gonna feed you what's good for you if you're more interested in what's bad for you. That's McDonald's. That's fast food in a nutshell. They're all gonna, like, I mean, you think about this, like, how come there's no healthy restaurants? I'm like, because they all go out of business. You're all fat, disgusting weirdos. I mean, that's what it is. I'm in there too. I love a juicy, gross burger. I'm not gonna go get a salad. We've been doing the road lately, and I mean, you think you're going to make a good decision with your diet. You think you're going to go there and you're going to be like, I'm going to order this, that, and the other. I'm going to order a nice ripe tomato and a side of water. And guess what? When you don't see that specific thing on the menu and you got to start, you know, getting creative and asking the waiters to do this, that, and the other, guess what? Those 10 wings with chunky blue cheese. Yes, I'm a blue cheese guy. They sound way better. And, you know, it is what it is. I mean, people try to do healthy restaurants. Like, Kevin Hart opened a Heart House. You're like, get the fuck out of here, Heart House. Bro, you're going to give people heart disease. Come on, Matt, with the jokes. Let's see what he has up there. Heart House. Heart House. I love, like, all these, like, you know, it's vegan. But it's like, dude, this is the thing. I've been doing vegan. Me and my girl have been eating vegan during the week. And then on the weekends, I kind of go off the rails, but I'm like, during the week, I can do that. I think it's easy. We meal prep together and we eat the same stuff. So I'm not going to make something different for myself and expect her to do the same. And I'm a fan of, you know, all the stuff that they eat. I don't think it's bad. Lentils are good. I mean, you got to get creative. And I like a good challenge. I look at it like, here's these ingredients. These are all vegan ingredients, but I don't even call them vegan. These are these ingredients. How can you make good food out of that? Good news, it's healthy for you. So But what I'm learning about all this vegan stuff is that it's, I mean, one, a lot of it's like all this processed food. You have like the good, like the natural, let's use proteins, for example, natural proteins. You got, not natural, but like ones that aren't like really, they're not like processed in like a factory. So you have like lentils, beans, you got all the beans, there's a bunch of beans, garbanzos, black, Puerto Rican, you got all of them. But, and then you got tofu, you got, I mean, so you got your kind of clean stuff, and then you have all the processed shit. And the processed shit's where you kind of, they start to sneak in the, some of the weird things, maybe a little more fat here and there, maybe a little more, you know, blue five. I don't even know if that's a thing, but anyways, going back to this Heart House stuff, you're like, these like are still macronutrient wise, not to get boring, but if any of you work out, you lazy motherfuckers, you would understand macronutrients. And I mean, a deluxe hot and crispy chicken at Heart House, I guarantee you is not, they don't even have the nutritional facts on here. Where is it? Where is it? It's probably not good. I know for a fact it's not good. There's no way, bro. A brioche bun, dude, is already like 300 calories at least. So I don't know. But we've been doing the vegan stuff. How to get on that topic? Talking about eating well. I don't know. I'm kind of losing track. I'm real ADD. I don't know. Oh, it just restaurants. Yeah. So people try to do like healthy restaurants, stuff like this. And they just, I don't know, they don't do well. I mean, because we like the bad things. That's why it's a, you know, our country's just like contradicting itself left and right, where we're like, we claim we want this, but we don't want that. You know, it's like everyone's like, oh, I don't like, you know, fucking, what am I trying to say? I don't know what I'm trying to say. All right, well, RIP Big Boss, RIP to... There was another TikToker on that. Yeah, I don't know. We want to be healthy, but we don't want to be healthy. That's the thing. You want to, you say you want to work out, but you don't work out. That's it, Matt. You could have just said that originally, but you didn't. You didn't do it, and now you're a fucking liar. And that's just what it is. Let's see, top news. I'm going to say some other stuff. I just want to look at things. Breaking news, U.S. to send $300 million in new weapons package for Ukraine. All right, that's a headline that'll get your grandpa pissed off. I love getting old people mad with news stuff. I mean, some of these things, I'm just like, this is where, you know, my take on like politics is like, I could really stay invested, but you're like, these people who get mad at you for not knowing about what's going on, but you're like, at what point do you draw the line? I mean, you can literally fill your whole brain up with just shit all day that arguably has an expiration date. You're like, do we have to do that? What's a good American? Should I be in, you know, have my finger on the pulse of like shit like this? Or is it okay to just be like, hey man, that's why we gave you the job. That's why... The people in these photos always look confused at like in a courtroom. That's why you do that. I'm here bitching about fake chicken and lentils and, you know, TMZ stuff. I mean, one time I had a girl just get pissed off at me. She's like, you don't care about that stuff because you're a white straight male and it doesn't affect you. I'm like, I mean, one, shut your mouth. You're not going to talk to me like that, you dumb bleep. Guess what I said in the comments below? I'm like, you're not going to say that to me, you fucking bleep. But also, I'm like, I mean, you're right. I don't care. I mean, I do, obviously. I'm compassionate. I'm a human. But at what point do you have to be like, hey, man, I got to worry about my own yard? If, like, shit's going on in everyone else's yard, I mean, at some point, you're like, dude, I got to tend to my own grass because it's starting to fucking wilt. And my yard's getting filled up with all the information, all this shit from your other yard. It's like, dude, I mean, no one wants to talk about this. We're here to push boundaries, baby. I'm sure I'm saying some things wrong. I'm sure some of you are probably like, you're a piece of shit. But guess what? You know what? We all got skeletons in our claws. We're all little pieces of shit, if you think about it. Everyone's a little. We have a little bit of shit in us at any given moment. Breaking news, Haiti's leader to resign as gangs run rampant through country engulfed in crisis. You're like, I mean, that headline, I'll click it. I'll fucking click it. That should be a sure, I'll click it. This is this new podcast. We're just gonna start clicking links until I get a virus on my computer. Quote, the embattled Prime Minister of Haiti, Ariel Henry, that seems not much of a Haitian name, has said he will resign after weeks of mounting chaos in the Caribbean nation, where gangs have been attacking government structures and social order is on the brink of collapse. You heard that I miss said the and social order part. This bitch is just taking off, dude. He goes, I fucking quit. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I mean, any country like that where gangs just like have the government in a chokehold, the cartel. We got some shit popping off with Ariel Henry. I'm like, dude, Ariel Henry sounds like when you go to a sushi place and the guy's name says like Peter. I'm like, that guy's name's not Peter. His name is something I'm not going to pronounce because I will get canceled like Shane Gillis. Photo right here, an armed member of the G9 and family gang patrols a roadblock in Port-au-Prince on Monday. That's the G9 and family gang? That's a kind of a, sounds like an American name for a Haitian gang. That's interesting. I mean, we're learning together. We're learning stuff together. We're going to digest it as stupid people as I am, and then we're going to, you know, go about our day. Think of this podcast where we all come into a classroom. I'm your teacher, but I am at the same knowledge level as you. That's this. This is the, you know, this is called Study Hall. That's funny. But welcome to an episode of Study Hall with Matty Chimber. We are digging in and quote, without a political administration in Haiti, there's no anchor on which a police deployment can rest. Hence, the government will await the installation of a new constitutional authority. I mean, they're basically saying this place is a mess. Boy, Haiti looks like a fucking... Haiti looks like parts of L.A. I mean, let's be honest. Everyone's like, that place sucks. I'm like, well, you know what? Drive down Sunset Boulevard and tell me you don't feel like Ariel Henry's not running that area anymore. I mean, this city's disgusting. L.A. is a fucking dump, dude. This city is a fucking dump. It's insane to me that, like, if you driven around, if you came here, you'd be like, I cannot believe that people even live here. Say what you want. Everyone's like, there's nice areas. Every city's gross. I'm like, I mean, no, it's getting to the point where out here you're like, oh, it's actually all pretty gross. I mean, you can walk 30 feet and be like, that's human shit. Speaking of LA, hate crimes continue to rise in Los Angeles. KTLA. Wow, here we go. This is our new station. Here's a photo. It says a suspect wanted for smashing glass windows and doors in a series of possible hate crimes targeted stores in the San Fernando. What's the hate part, though? Oh, they have a rock, and it says... This is some OG stuff. It says large rocks were used to shatter the front doors with words that says, quote, pay up or quote, glory. I mean, it's a homeless guy. Look, he has homeless handwriting. That's, we've seen it a million times on a piece of cardboard as you're driving. It says pay up and then it says glory, and there's a hole with his dick on the other side of it. Bing bong. That's a joke. If you guys like that joke, comment below, yes, with numbers 454, and you'll get a discount. Okay. Hate crimes in Los Angeles are continuing to rise. So now they're assuming this is the news in a nutshell. Now they're taking this, and they're saying, no, this is a hate crime. And it's still, I thought it was speculating. I mean, I don't know those words, though. So, no, again, we're learning together. We're not sure. So, let me get back. Hate crimes in Los Angeles are continuing to rise, including a 17% increase in 2013 alone, according to report in Crosstown, LA. What the fuck is that? While Black Angelinos were targeted more than anyone else, a dramatic spike affected the Jewish community after the October attack on Israel by Hamas. I'm just mispronouncing the fuck out of things. That's such a white person thing to do. Attack on Israel by Hamas, hummus, and the ensuing conflict in Gaza. So the rock. What is pay up, though? I'm still kind of confused. And then I love these things where you scroll down and then it's a sponsored content and it's like, orthopedic recommend this shoe will help with pain. Some guy's pointing at an avocado, like, you won't believe what made my dick hard. And you're like, what the fuck are these clickbait things? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the city's gross. Outside of the hates, I mean, nobody needs hate crimes. Chill, dude. Chill with the fucking hate and the rocks. This guy's picking out rocks. Like, this is a good rock to write glory on. You're like, Why did, I mean, I still don't know, and I don't really feel like looking stuff up. Louis C.K. Every comic said this joke. Like, sometimes you don't want to Google things because now there's like a paper trail. It's like a fucking paper trail of all the terrible things you're looking up. I'd rather just go down a clickbait hole. That's another thing we can call get down the wormhole, baby. Do worms have holes? All right, let's see this one. Oh, nice. Speaking of L.A., Hotel Cecil Hotel. Do you guys know what the Cecil Hotel is from? It's not from. It's a hotel, but that's where the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, stayed. He was a guy who killed people in like the 70s. He was basically like taunting, haunting this city. It's kind of like with those ads when you click, you know, Google therapy once, like I said earlier, the anxiety. I'm doing a callback. When you Google anxiety once and then BetterHelp just starts haunting you, this is basically what Richard Ramirez did. Oh, wow. Cecil Hotel in downtown LA, infamous for its dark history, is up for sale, baby. What does this thing cost? That's right next to Skid Row. It says the infamous Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles is up for sale. The century-old high-rise became popular for its dark history of mysterious deaths and eerie occurrences. You're like, you housed murderers. It was recently turned into an affordable housing for homeless. Oh, I mean, it has always been that. And it says the 600-unit building doesn't have a listing price, but the investment group selling the property pointed to the recent sale of the Mayfield Hotel, which say sold for $250,000 per room. All right, guys, let's do some simple math right now. 600 times 205,000. They're selling this thing for $123 million. I mean, what are you, fucking nuts? You're insane, dude. No one wants to. I mean, you've been housing homeless people there. It's been housing death and awful things. That's where that girl, the Michelle Lamb, I think was her name. Cecil Hotel. I think it was that one. Yeah, Elisa Lamb. Do you guys remember this story back in the day? That was at the Cecil Hotel. I mean, this place can't catch a break. I always feel bad for these types of establishments. Remember, it was like the day it opened, like, we're the Cecil Hotel, come welcome. And then people are just being like, I'm going to jump into a water tank here. The Cecil Hotel, I don't know if you guys know this. Her name was Elisa Lamb. It was some Asian girl. Elisa Lamb was a 21-year-old Canadian student. All right, I'm already starting off on a white foot. Elisa was a 21-year-old Canadian student who disappeared in 2013 at the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles while she was traveling across the U.S. A video of Elisa filmed in a hotel elevator before she vanished went viral when it was released by the LA police during their investigations. So they release and they go, we need some witches because we don't know what the fuck's going on here. Long story short, Elisa's body was found in a water tank on the hotel's roof 19 days after she was first reported missing. They said the water tasted funny. No, I'm just kidding. They did not say that. I don't know how they figured it out. But this place is right next to Skid Row. Do you guys know what Skid Row is? Skid Row is where Los Angeles. Skid Row is like, I mean, it's basically where they just let homeless people live. Oh, it's pretty long. Is that it? I don't know. You guys might know better than me. But yeah, there's a part of LA, it's in downtown, where they just let homeless people kind of do their thing. And it just is a chaos. Skid Row's what my mom called my underwear. I'm trying to find a little more. 1987. February 1987, the crackdown. That's when I was born. I was born in February 1987. So if you guys were curious how old I am disgusting. After 35, you are just labeled disgusting. Safer city. I don't know. Where is this shit? I've never seen what it looks like, though. I want to go to YouTube and see if they can do a drive down. We'll put it on the, we'll put the thing on right now. We'll watch it together. Driving down Skid Row. Let's do this. This is what LA looks like. I mean, and I hate to say, but it's like, this is an evening drive. I like how they're trying to be all like coy. An evening drive down Skid Row. Let's do this, baby. Record. Ooh, AI voices for Revoicer. That sounds like something some pervert's going to use. We're working together. Here we go. We're going down Skid Row. See all the tents, dude? Look at all these fucking tents. That's what it looks like all over Los Angeles, if I'm being perfectly honest. I mean, say what you want, but Skid Row has some good nyazak. I mean, this doesn't even look bad considering of the things I see on Sunset Boulevard. That's hilarious that this is like what? This is 8 months ago. Look at some of these places, bro. Do you see that shit? Dude, like, look at this thing. They have like a fence. I mean, I always say the architecture, I went to school for architecture, the architecture of like some of these people's dwellings, and I'm not even making fun of them. All right, for the record, just put this down here. I'm not making fun of them, but I'm like, for the shit they're living in, this is like insanely creative given that some people are intense. But then you have some where you're like, bro, is that just a smart guy who's like cosplaying being homeless so he doesn't have to pay taxes? Looks like you got a little fence. You got some overlapping. You're lapping it. That's a term in construction where you overlap, but it's called lapping. I don't know why maybe they just don't want to say over. To shed water. I mean, this guy's going to do his thing. I mean, look at this. That's not too bad. I mean, it's really not bad. I mean, I was expecting like a war zone, and I'm glad I looked this up. No, it looks like this too is San Diego. People think like, oh, San Diego's beautiful. I'm like, San Diego is kind of like just as bad, if not worse than this. The things you see in San Diego, I saw this homeless guy eating somebody's leftover Mexican food, and he had a big beard, and he was taking the rice and shoving it in his mouth, and he had so much rice in his beard. And I'm like, man, how do you get that out? And I was like, will that ever come out? I thought it is interesting. This is like neighborhoods. I always thought Skid Row was like, I mean, call me crazy, like a one street. I didn't realize it was a couple, but like, this is, dude, I'm sorry. What is this guy pulling? Dude, the wheelchair, that's a classic city. That's decrepit. You have the wheelchair guy with using his feet. That's a standard. Just a standard character you see. This guy's driving down. Look at these cars, though. They're really not bad. The ones that are parked are not that bad. This is a 6-minute video we don't need to see. Let's see if we can speed ahead. I mean, it's not really showing me anything that's like... I mean, the buildings are ass, but it's like... This is kind of like what all of this fucking city looks like. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to try to see if I can... Let me pause this. Driving down Sunset Boulevard. Let's see if they have anything. This is going to be all nice. It's really not that nice, but that's it, folks. I mean, that's LA in a nutshell. That's why, I mean, I can't even blame the news. I mean, that's why they have every fucked up ass news story happening all at once. So let's Google good news today. Let's end on that. Good news today. Literally nothing. They're just like, stop being a bitch. Let's Google good news today and see how hard it is to find something with good news. Look at this. Uplift news. You have to like be like, uplift. I mean, is this insane to me? You can't find anything. Well, Matt, what's good news for you? I don't know. Good news for me is that I don't have a job. I get to do comedy full time. Let's end with some positive affirmations, huh? I don't have to do a job anymore. I quit my job at the end of January. I'm a free man to do comedy. I'm doing a podcast. I'm talking to you guys. I'm hoping you're listening. I mean, this is good. You got to see. Let's end on a good note for us. We don't need the news. We don't need everything around us. And that's the whole theme of this. It's like, you might not know what's going on, but if you just worry about yourself and, you know, be compassionate, but worry about yourself. And you know what? Say that again, and you know what? Jesus, you sound like a malfunctioning robot. Yeah, things are going good. Comedy's going good. Traveling. I got tour dates, which I said earlier. And you can't complain. I'm going to go to the gym after this. Do fun things for you, and all this stuff won't affect you as much as you think, unless you live in Haiti or downtown LA. All right, guys. Well, that's the new episode of the Imagine Trimper podcast. I hope you liked it. I love doing the format. We're just clicking links, getting viruses, baby. That's how things work. And if you like this, please comment below, subscribe, share this, do all the fun stuff. And more importantly, I'll see you next week. Thank you, guys. Bye.